This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Preparedness. Rich Sheban's with us, offgridmontana.com, offgridmontana.com. Rich, you had some more comments.
I do. Thank you, Vince. And I think means testing would be a really good idea. And I mean at both ends, meaning that if we have negative interest rates, let's say the people decide that if you have under $1 million or $500,000 net worth, you don't get dinged with the fees of negative interest rates to keep it in the bank. But if you have over that amount, then you do. What we need to do is give the bottom 93% of people a shot, okay? I would like to see also 100-year mortgages, or at least much higher than 30, to give people an opportunity when they have good years. They can put money into principal and give themselves a buffer, versus when they have lean years, they have more time to pay that loan back and obviously have more fixed loans. And I would love to see us get rid of any loan that's not fixed, okay? I would also like to see the mean household debt for America identified, and that amount given to the people in QE, quantitative easing, instead of 95% of that money going to the top 1% to 7%. Each household gets that voucher, and a voucher would help prevent hyperinflation versus just getting a check. And I think if you're in debt, you have to pay that off, which means that you probably don't even get that voucher. You just show the debt you have, and this particular plan pays off your debt. And if you are out of debt, then you got to go buy a car or something with it to move the economy and have it churn. And then, of course, dismantle our central banks and eliminate debt-based currency. Now, folks, I am all for free markets. I would love to see this John Galt society that we could live in, but we've literally eliminated hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications for the people because of political correctness, group identity politics, Keynesian economics, which is basically elite interventionism, what the central banks have done, and the demographic situation we're heading into. So we've replaced hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications with corruption, manipulation, deception, nepotism. These are all taken over. And it's almost impossible for one to control their own destiny. If at this point, if you think that ideology plays that big of a role, and you think the left-right paradigm is that influential, you're wrong. It's mostly theater. It's mostly an act. I mean, I can prove it with 10 different shows, 2 hours long. I mean, just look at the State of the Union speech. When those poor people, the victims, the black couples who their daughter died, got killed by MS-13, the Dems were on their smartphones playing games and not even listening, didn't stand, didn't applaud, didn't pay attention, nothing. And guess what the Democrat celebrities called them? They were props. They were props. That's right. I saw them do this on Twitter. Okay? This is unacceptable. This is an insult. It's degrading. And it's totally disrespectful. And as long as we're going to have these type of behaviors, where it's them versus us, it's always going to be the aristocracy versus the serfs. I promise you. It's all account, creative accounting. It's theater. It's drama. Every talking point, meme, theme, and narrative is sanctioned. Remember last week I used that, or just on Friday events, I used that word sanctioned. Everything
yes.
gets sanctioned of what certain people, even on the right, up high, who get a lot of people listening, they are told what not to say, or at least certain degrees of half-truths. We have to do something for the people, because the people do not have any options. And I think if we would stop infighting and chaos, which is the plan by the elite, if we could stop letting them distract, dumb down, and divide us by race, gender, sex, sexual orientation, religion, ideology, generation. You know, again, their job is to manufacture perception, pity, guilt, and ideology. We cannot allow five companies, just a few hundred executives, to sway public opinion like this. We have to wake up. We have to be aware of the divide and conquer strategy that they're doing, because the consequences of the divide and conquer strategy is lowering the bars of standards and expectations, which eliminates your ability to control your own destiny. It's meant to make you submissive. It's meant to break your will. It's meant so they can hijack these American words and make them politically correct buzzwords by literally changing the definition and using them as a weaponized tool, like democracy. How many times have you heard the people say who are pro-globalist, pro-socialism, anything socialism, tyranny, totalitarianism, communism, dictatorships, these are all top-down, centralized control where the people can't control their own destiny. And when you reward mediocrity for decade after decade after decade, you turn the whole country into the law of diminishing returns, especially for the bottom 93%. Because all the ingenuity, the productivity, the knowledge, the innovations, the access, the opportunities are only going to be for the elite few. And that's what we've turned into. Vince, thank you for letting me rant, by the way.
You know, you mentioned mediocrity. So yesterday I was installing some doors, converting a room on the first floor of our farmhouse to my new studio, the dining room. You've been there, Rich, and I like that room. It's got lots of glass, and I can look out, and lots of sunshine. And so I want to convert that room, and I put in French doors in one side, and I put in a glass door on the other side. So I was working on that, and I was trying to fit these doors and get them to close absolutely properly. And you know, I've got them within 1/32 of an inch. I mean, I want them perfect. And I'm looking at how the door closes against the doorstop, and smoke is coming out of my ears. And I want to know who the jerk is that they hired to put the doorstop against the door, because it waves. It's not straight. So I want to take a picture of it and send it to the manufacturer and say, here's the label. Here's the shift that built this. You need to fire this guy because he's not paying attention. So I have to take the doorstop off a factory assembled door, take the doorstop off the casing and straighten it out. I shouldn't have to do that. Americans should be paying more attention. We used to be the best. So when you talk about mediocrity, I think they said, all right, who's got a pulse? All right, you're hired. I think that's what they're doing. Now, I'd like to digress for just a second on another rant. And during the first Great Depression in the United States, caused by the bankers, farmers were losing their farms. And what would happen is the banks that held the notes on these farms would sell these properties at auction. And the neighbors to the farm being sold at auction would show up. And they would withhold their bid. And ultimately, when we're talking just a few pennies on the dollar for this farm, they would bid. And they would get this farm and the machinery and the equipment and all of it for very few dollars. Very few. I mean, fire sale prices. And then they would give the farm back to the guy who just lost the farm. So the neighbors would get together quietly and in mass gang up on the banksters. What a great idea. Okay, let's fast forward to today. Farms are being sold because farmers are losing their farms. They can't. It's darn near impossible to be a farmer today. The cost of equipment is out of control. So what happens is these farms are being sold at auction. The equipment's being sold at auction. And the new trend is the surviving farmers are going to these auctions and they're buying the equipment at fire sale prices and keeping it. So instead of helping their neighbors survive, it's not like that anymore. Now it's me first. You know, if I can get a trailer cheap, if I can get a tractor cheap, if I can get a hay mower cheap, if I can get a rake cheap, a baler cheap, a plow cheap, if I can buy tools cheap, if I can buy the farm cheap, I'm going to do it. That's what people are doing. They're not helping to keep their village intact. It's me first. That's what's happening right now. It's disgraceful. It's disgraceful. Now, you mentioned 100-year mortgage notes. Okay, I want to share something that is useful to our class. Class, have you ever heard the term half-time? H-A-L-F space T-I-M-E. Relates to paying your mortgage note. Now, if you have a 30-year, I'm going to give you an example. If you have a 30-year mortgage note, it doesn't have to be 30, it can be 25, it can be 15. But during the early days of the mortgage payments, it's mostly interest and a very small portion of the payment. If you print out an amortization schedule, you'll see that it's mostly interest and a very small percentage of that payment is for the principal. Now, a couple things you can do. You can tell your bank, tell you what, I'm all excited about this new 30-year mortgage and monthly payments, 360 payments for 30 years, one payment per month. Tell you what I'd like to do. I don't want to pay you once a month. I want to pay you twice a month. So if the mortgage payment, I'm going to give you an example. Let's say it's $500 a month. See, I'll tell you what, I'll pay you on the first $250, half of it, and I'll pay you the second half on the 15th. And I want the interest to be computed as I'm paying it. You will drive down that 30-year mortgage to 19 years. No kidding. No kidding. That's halftime. Say a little bit more about that when we come back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 5. 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, I mentioned the halftime principle for paying your mortgage quickly. What you do is you simply tell your bank that you're going to pay twice a month instead of once a month. And if your mortgage payment is $500, for example, per month, you split that into two payments of $250. So you're paying them exactly the same amount, but you're paying it twice as often. And by doing that, you will reduce your 30-year mortgage note to about 19 years. Okay? It works. Next thing is, in the early days of your mortgage note, most of the payment is interest. A small portion is principal. So you pay your first mortgage payment, and you pay the principal of your second mortgage payment. Now you've knocked off two mortgage payments very, very quickly. Or you pay your first one, your second one, your third one, your fourth one, your fifth one, or more. Because it's not too painful in the early days of your mortgage note. And you pay off as many of the mortgage payment principals as you can with each payment. Now, does that work? Yeah, it does. Mrs. Finelli and I, we bought our first house together in the 1970s. We were able to drive down our 30-year mortgage to 10 years. Now, what does that mean? That means that, you know, you say, well, hey, you want to go out to eat? Or would you rather lop off a month of our mortgage note? Pick one. Well, it's easy for me and Mrs. Finelli. We would knock off those mortgage payments. And when Mrs. Finelli and I first got married in the 70s, I said, hey, would you like an engagement ring? Or would you rather have another room on a house? Pick one. She said that's easy. So we bought a four-bedroom, two-story colonial, all brick, first house. We scrimped, we saved before we bought it. We had some goals before we got married. We had to have our own cars, had to have viable, good jobs, and we had to have $10,000 in the bank each. And we lived at home until, each of us lived at home, until we got married. So when we came out of the gate, we weren't behind the eight ball. We bought a house. It was a fixer-upper, and we fixed it up. And when we sold it 10 years later, we sold it to a vice president of J.P. Morgan. It was good enough for him. What I'm saying is, we bought the biggest, best house we could that nobody wanted because it needed some work. We did the work, and then it was good enough for a VP of J.P. Morgan. And we made money on the house. So you don't have to do what everybody else does. You don't have to follow the herd. You don't have to be part of that herd mentality. Rich Eden, any comments?
Yeah, I got a few. First of all, 30-year mortgage rate, the first 7 to 8 years is about 98% interest. Now, the amortization schedules are starting to be tweaked because people are waking up to this. And this is in the book, I studied my amortization schedule for a very long time, and I just made certain payments towards principal. I made sure I had some type of affidavit to make sure it went into principal, not principal and interest. And I paid off my loan in a very short term time, my first bank. But when I talk about 100-year mortgage rates, because, you know, this program is basically about thinking outside the box and trying to help the little people, because the little guy has no representation. We have no protection under the law. We have no rights. We have no restitution. And if you've listened to me over the years, I've given multiple examples of that. But if we had a 100-year mortgage, let's say the first, I'm just shooting from the hip here, let's say a bank or a lender made the first 22 years 98% interest, basically synonymous to a 30-year mortgage being the first 7 to 8 years being 98% interest. I just chose 22 years. But let's say someone paid off, because the first 22 years, if it's 98% interest, you don't need a lot of money to get to the principal, a good principal chunk. So let's say you paid up to 25 years because you paid a little principal. What we should have is that buys the homeowner 3 years of forgiveness in lieu of losing everything during lean times. And this would make community success and maybe even have tweaked the contract where the owner-seller holds part of the paper along with the bank and the lender. There's a lot of great ideas we can do to help the little guy. Unfortunately, the greedy don't want these ideas to get out. Vince?
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Limited. A name you can trust.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Stevens with us, offgridmontana.com. Offgridmontana.com. Rich, you mentioned the 100-year mortgage note, and that's what prompted me to talk about that story about the First Great Depression, and then the second story about how to pay off your mortgage very quickly. So the idea, class, Rich Sheehan and I are saying the same thing but slightly differently. What we're saying is if the plan has got to be that if you fall on hard times, and you can very easily, through no fault of your own, your boss could have a lousy day and say, that's it, we're going to close the company down. That's it. I've had it. Or he could have a bad day at the golf course, or he could just change his mind. Or his wife could say, or his girlfriend could say, hey, you know, you don't spend enough time with me. Why don't you shut down that company and let's go fly around the world or buy a yacht? So that could happen. You could lose your job, and you might need some breathing room, some time to get back on your feet. And if the mortgage were flexible enough, you could do that. But if you're depending on the banker, that nice guy that you see at the coffee shop, or when you walk into the bank, if he's ever there, that nice guy that appears to be your friend, just try not paying your mortgage note for, 6 months and see how friendly that guy is. One other thing I'd like to share. I posted on the website USA Prepares an article about, and it's from weather.com. More than 650 crashes kill at least 5 people on icy Missouri roads. 650 crashes on Sunday. Now, they had a video. They pulled the video off. Why? It is devastating to the criminal corporation called the state of Missouri. Department of Transportation put up these narrow aisles on the highways that keep you going straight ahead. There was no place for people to go with their vehicles. One guy may spin out, the next guy tries to avoid it. Pretty soon you've got five cars, trucks sliding into each other. Pretty soon you've got between 50 and 100, literally. State police reported up to 100 vehicles in one of these multiple crashes on Sunday. Well, there were cars literally flipped up on top of tractor trailers. This was horrific beyond belief. And if you go to the website, usaprepares.com, you'll see the link. And if you click on it, you'll see, you know, an image of this horrific crash. But what you won't see is the video that goes for miles of smashed vehicles, mangled vehicles, hurt people. You'll see it. But they took the video down. And what do you get instead? Error. No valid source could be found for the video. It was there. They took it down. It's devastating to the criminal enterprise called the State of Missouri Corporation. Now, the people in the Department of Transportation, and Robert in Kansas was, he likes it when I rant. So here, this is for you, Robert. The Department of Transportation and the minions involved should be arrested, tried and convicted of intentionally causing manslaughter on the highways and byways in Missouri with these cheese graters. No place to go. We've got a great median. We do. There's places for you to go. If the guy in front of you has some condition that you need to get away from, it'd be nice to be able to go to the left or the right and get onto some grass and, you know, take a bumpy ride, but your vehicle would survive, you'd survive, nobody would die. Nah, they fixed it so you've got no place to go. I just wanted to mention that very briefly. Robert in Kansas, welcome.
Oh, hey, Vincent and Rich Sheban, how are y'all?
Very
good,
well.
Thank you. Yourself?
Oh, I'm pretty good. I really enjoyed the show today. Again, great rants, too. The rants are where it's all at, I tell you what. I was listening earlier, Rich, and you were talking about velocity of money and the minimum wage. And this might sound like an uninformed question to you and to Vincent, but what I'm wondering, why don't we just raise the minimum wage? What's the problem with that?
The studies are showing that when you raise the minimum wage, full-time workers are decreasing at a much faster pace. And in a situation where we have so much consumption and not putting money into consumer advancement and commerce advancement and corporate advancement into R&D into the employees, we have consumer debt growing much faster than GDP growth. And when debt is climbing much faster than wages, which it is, it's very hard to increase minimum wage when companies are decreasing at the amount they are because they're enveloping each other. Mergers and acquisitions is what's happening in a great amount today. Remember what I said earlier in the show, a lot of the companies, we went from 4,000 to New York Stock, 8,000 New York Stock Exchange to 4,000. That basically shows that a lot of companies are going out of business and other companies are buying each other out. And that's what the mergers and acquisitions and stock buybacks and dividend payouts and basically feathering the nest of the CEOs and CFOs through stock options is what's happening. Instead of increasing productivity,
the minimum wage.
Yeah, so when you increase the minimum wage in this particular situation with consumer debt growing faster than GDP, debt climbing faster than wages, a demographic nightmare, a Keynesian economics, which is totally blown out of the water, anything goes. We can't, if you raise minimum wage, it's only going to affect the very few. And it's going to be more of an incentive for the elite to innovate with the new industry that's coming with robotics, automation, and artificial intelligence. This is an incentive to get rid of the people. And that's what's happening. With all this, with the corruption and manipulation that's been happening behind the scenes and central banks printing money, monetizing debt, basically the elite are feathering their own nest at all the levels that I mentioned just recently and today and over the weeks. So it's making it very difficult for minimum wage for the bounties to get to the masses. It's only getting to very few. And it's not going to last very long regarding attrition because of robotics, automation, and artificial intelligence. Does that make sense?
It absolutely makes sense. And so if the robots and the AI do come in and they essentially create the value for us, are we looking at something like a UBI, universal basic income?
Well, they've been talking about this for a long time, and they're doing that. You know why they're talking about it? It's because we've given the elite universal basic income for decades. By the printing of money, because everything I just mentioned and much more that I've mentioned over the weeks has basically feathered the elite. The inequality has gone through the roof between the aristocracy and the serfs. And this is why I say don't always hang your hat on ideology and the left-right paradigm. That's a very small portion of it. You got to look at the actions. You got to look at the consequences. You got to follow the money. And this is why the powers that be are trying very hard to sway public opinion and control the narratives at every standpoint. They're not, it's manufacturing perception, pity, guilt, ideology. This is, we need to stand for principle because they're using professional wordsmith, media propaganda, subliminal messaging in every movie, Hegelian dialectic, you name it. They're doing everything to distract, dumb down, and divide us by groups so we don't see what's happening. But when you look at the numbers, the inequality of what the elites have, the aristocracy versus the rest of us, is it's unacceptable. It's off the charts.
Robert, I have an answer for you from my perspective.
Okay.
Whenever I had a job interview, starting with my very, very, very first job interview at the high school level, you know, the interviewer would tend to ask me, so how much would you like in terms of compensation or salary? And I would always turn that around to the person interviewing me. And I would say, well, I'd like to leave that up to you. Why don't you pick that number based on what you think I'm worth to the organization? And that would be fine with me. And the reason I would do, and I'll tell you why I did it that way. Because let's say I picked a number that was higher than his number. And let's say he said, well, that's more than I wanted, but okay. And let's say I didn't live up to his expectations. I'd get fired. Okay? Because I was too expensive. So my plan was I didn't want to be paid more than other people who could do what I was doing. Because I would stand out as the first guy to get the X. It ended up that I usually was paid more than the other guys. Because after I was there for a while, they saw I worked harder than the other guys. And they saw I was worth more.
You produced more value.
Yes. Yeah, I produced more value. So they would increase my compensation. Because they thought, hey, this guy, we got to keep him. We don't want him to leave. So instead of me worrying about being fired, they were worried about me leaving. Okay? So if you deliver, and if you shine, and if you stand out, they probably will want to keep you. So that's one thought. Now, here's the other thought. So in one of these positions that I had, the masses, the people who answered the telephones, who sat at the computer screens and talked to customers, they like to take Fridays off. Well, the boss asked me to fix that problem with computers. So I built a system with assistance of others, but I was the lead guy in my department, to build a system to automate answering the telephone. And that's that press 1, press 2, press 3 that you all hate. I hate it too. But the answer was, what do we do with people who don't show up for work? Well, we replace them with computers. What do you do if you have California saying the minimum wage is going to be $15 and you're running a McDonald's franchise and you go, geez, we can't afford that. So what do? You say, hey, can we have a touch screen to replace these people that the state just said we have to pay $15 an hour to? We can't afford that. How about a computer? Can we replace them? The answer is sure. So what happens, Robert, is people who are asking for minimum wage increases can eliminate their own jobs. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today's hot.
Watch it.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Barbara in Kansas had some questions about minimum wage, and I've got a couple more comments. And then Robert will have to go. We've got Ron in Seattle on hold. So I'm not suggesting that we underpay people at the minimum wage level. I absolutely believe that we should compensate people according to the value that they bring to the companies. Okay? Because if we overpay everybody, the companies go under. If we underpay people, it's not fair. So there has to be a balance. And just to put an exclamation point on what I have been saying and what Rich has been saying, numerous corporations have just announced over the last couple of weeks that they are going to give $1,000 bonuses to employees. Everybody thinks, well, that's great. $1,000 extra. Boy, I wasn't expecting it. Wonderful. Then there's a comma. Then there's a but. And we're going to lay off thousands of others. So the guys get to stay, get a $1,000 bonus. The guys that are paying for the bonus get fired. That's the way it works. That's the way it really is. So, Robert, can you call me this evening or tomorrow evening and at home? And I'd love to chat with you and see if we can get you on Friday. Would that be okay?
Sure thing, Vincent. Thank you.
Great. Thanks so much, Robert in Kansas. Ron in Seattle, Washington. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, short and sweet. The minimum wage concept is a exercise in futility in my mind, because in a free market like we have worldwide at this point, if you do a increase in wages, you're just sending jobs offshore, typically except in the service industry possibly, which will probably be replaced by robots. What you need is tariffs and duties. After the 16th Amendment is eliminated, you've only got left the 8th Amendment.
And that's what El Jefe, the president, did with solar panels. We now have a 30% tariff on solar panels coming into this country to kind of level the playing field a little bit. Now,
he actually cried a 35% across the board import tariff because the 16th Amendment, in my mind, is about to go. As a result, that'll leave you with the 8th Amendment. Then after that, I won't get into tactics, but as far as the concept, the only way to resolve the problem, in my mind, is tariffs and duties, in spite of the fact that you'll be losing a lot of export jobs, because it'll start a mini trade war, but mm-hmm. China requires us in the game, and the only way to accomplish that is by negotiations.
I have a hard copy of exactly what you are saying in our barn. It's white. It's a 1979 vintage. It's a model 928. It's badged with the Porsche badge on it, and it used to belong to H. Ross Perot. And that's exactly what he said. There will be a giant sucking sound going to Mexico, and it has. And our jobs are evaporating in this country. And pretty soon, we won't have very many people who know how to do the things that need to be done for us to survive. And I believe, Ron, in Seattle, Washington, you are absolutely right. Rich, your thoughts?
That is the intent.
Thank you, Ron. Well, when you look at really the jobs that's happening that's on increase, it really is leisure, hospitality, and service jobs. Now, there are other industries that are increasing, but think about the debt and credit cycle, which debt and credit runs our economy. We have a debt-based currency. You look at margin debt, it's an all-time high. Basically, that's going to force sales of assets and collateral. It's going to trigger a huge collapse in at least stocks. All these high-yield and junk bonds that pension companies have been chasing, they're not going to be able to pay back the investors, and this can be a big old default. All sucking sounds. Banks earn profits by borrowing short-term and lending long-term. So when the yields are inverted, banks don't want to lend at a loss, and they're not going to get the spread. So the consumer to retail to the wholesale chain, because of the debt credit that we need, is going to really be an economic headwind. Vince?
Rich, we're out of time. We're out of time. Ron, don't be a stranger. Please call back again and again and again. Thank you so much. Rich Sheehan? Another 2 hours gone. Thank you.
Goes quick.
Class above
Thank you,
all. Sir. Honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations for Publix Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.